Good morning. Here we go. Excited. This all begins now. In the division, in Dallas, Sunday night. It doesn't get much more exciting than this. So we're excited to practice today, to get started, to get going. Our meeting was spirited. The players are really obviously focused and excited. We understand the competition, the ability level of the Dallas team, an outstanding football team. We go there. We have had a long and distinguished rivalry with the Cowboys, and it continues Sunday night. The answer to your first two questions is yes and yes. Is Cruz going to practice? Is JP going to practice? Yes. They're out there. They're going to call it what you like, but they're out there. They're going to practice. And, you know, there will be some, obviously, some ability to withhold perhaps from the full practice, but they are full speed ahead. You're talking about our team? Well, I think trying to figure it out. We are a work in progress, as I said many times, and I think that continues to a certain extent, but we certainly do know what we have, and we do know what our plan is, so let's play. I will at the end of the week. Why should I say? I mean, he's had a few practices, and he's done well in what we've asked him to do. He'd like more. We're going to try to accommodate him.
What have you seen out of Justin this week? I mean, matching up against the Marcus in your first NFL start is probably pretty tough sled for him.
Well, DeMarcus is probably on the other side. I doubt it. He hasn't switched in preseason. But we'll see. You always ask me questions about what, but I, you know, Ware is an outstanding football player, Pro Bowl player, year in and year out. We have a young guy that's going to get his first start in the National Football League. And he's more than willing. He's talented. If it so happens that they do flip and do some things of that nature, then I think he'll be ready to play.
Tom, this time last year, you guys had questions about Will Bate and how much he was going to be able to contribute. He had the issues in training camp. A lot has changed coming into this season for him. I was just curious what you were thinking in terms of what he's done and what he's able to do.
He's our left tackle. We've made quite a statement to that effect. He's had a good preseason. You know, he's fought through everything and not missed anything with regard to that. So, you know, he's going to be ready to go. Great challenge, but he'll be ready to go.
With Andre Brown out, do you now just decrease the workload of David Wilson, or do you bring somebody else up to fill the role of Andre Brown?
Well, you'll do it. You always have to have at least two and maybe three that participate, and so it'll be, we'll continue that in some capacity.
Who will be your number two?
We'll see.
That's a big shot. Tom, you kind of downplay the possibility through our training camp. Now that you only have three healthy safeties on the roster, you thought with Terrell Thomas and Aaron Wilson, maybe we'll be back there.
There'll be other people that'll be able to play back there. We won't do it with any amount of snaps. It'll be more of a classroom knowledge type thing, and he may get a couple, but that'll be the extent of it. We'll see. We have a young kid on our practice squad that's a good-looking player, and you know it never stops in terms of the search. So we'll see where we are. Well, I don't know that it reflects necessarily on the defense as much as it does the talent level of the offenses. I mean, if you look at our at one point last year in our game down there, we were up 23-0. And look how close that game caught up. So talented people in the National Football League. Well, you know, I would hope so, but we're going to have to earn that right here on the practice field first, and I do believe we will. I haven't mentioned it. I didn't mention it this morning. It's a new year, new start, new teams. Hopefully it's going to give us a little bit of a psychological advantage going down there, but it's going to have to happen on the field. Well, you've got a guy in Monty Kiffin who's been coaching basically that defense for a long, long time. Is an exceptional football coach. They have, as I look at preseason, it looks that their team is bought into the new scheme. They seem to address and execute it very well. And so we know that they play hard, they play fast, they play downhill. They're disciplined.
The last time you played, the Wigan had something like 18 catches. Was that more, you know, offshoot of the fact they were only 23-0 and had to throw a lot? Or was he just that good?
He had an exceptional year all the way around. I mean, he did have a huge night against us, and he caught 110 balls for the season, which set the all-time record for tight ends. So I think you got a pretty good player. Well, they've used the word balance. They've tried to, I think, do that, and they certainly have done that in preseason.
How close is Bob?
A little bit better every day. We'll see.
What offensive line configuration are you going to go
with? We have a couple of combinations we can use. It's a tremendous challenge, but it's an exciting challenge, and we look forward to it. I just think the start of the new season is such an exciting time anyway, but you're right, we do play an exceptional opponent, and many times it's a divisional foe. Well, it's not easy. I mean, he's been in every meeting, every jog through, done all these types of things, but there isn't any question he's missed a lot of time.
The team's development of tight ends has been pretty consistent over the last few years. What do you credit that to?
Well, we've basically, if you look at it, we've had to. That's a pretty good start, and they're well coached. And you see the eventual development of that athletic ability as you move along during the course of the season. We have that same challenge this year.
Thank you.